Good morning, and it is a good morning here in Cork, Ireland. I'm sitting in my kitchen at 8:49. But good morning on Wednesday, the 15th of June. And I was just thinking that you might sometime in your life have the opportunity or be dumped with the responsibility of coming up with a poem that would be good for a wedding. And you might have to read it, or you might be asked for a suggestion. And I've been touching on this topic with Simon Tells Tales. He's not on Audioboo, but he is on the internet. He's a poet and a storyteller and a novelist and one of the most enthusiastic communicators that I've ever come across in my life. But he and I are in the same situation. We're both going to weddings, and he definitely has to come up with a poem, and I don't have to come up with a poem, but I may not, probably won't read this poem at all during the wedding. But the question I have is, well, what would I read if I was going to? I'm going to read you the poem that is the best one I've found, and it's by Constantine P. Cavafy, who's Greek. So here's how it goes, and I've changed one or two words, and that's all in the entire poem. So I'm calling the poem Marriage, and here's how it goes. When you set out for marriage, ask that your way be long, full of adventure, full of instruction. The Laestrygonians and the Cyclops, angry Poseidon, do not fear them. Such as these you will never find, as long as your thoughts are lofty, as long as a rare emotion touch your spirit and your body. The Laestrygonians and the Cyclops, angry Poseidon, you will not meet them unless you carry them in your soul, unless your soul raise them up before you. Ask that your way be long, at many a summer dawn, to enter with what gratitude, what joy, ports seen for the first time, to stop at Phoenician trading centres and to buy good merchandise, mother of pearl and coral, amber and ebony, and sensuous perfumes of every kind, sensuous perfumes as lavishly as you can, to visit many Egyptian cities, to gather stories of knowledge from the learned. Have marriage always in your mind. Your arrival there is what you are destined for. But don't in the least hurry the journey. Better it last for years, so that when you reach the island, you are old, rich with all you have gained on the way, not expecting marriage to give you wealth. Marriage gave you a splendid journey. Without her, you would not have set out. She hasn't anything else to give you. And if you find her poor, marriage hasn't deceived you. So wise you have become of such experience that already you'll have understood what these marriages mean. I've changed one word several times in the poem. And I offer this poem to my friend Simon, but also to all of you, because some of you will find yourself sometime in your life in a situation where you'd like to be able to perform, to read, or even to write a poem to people who are getting married, and perhaps even for your own marriage. Thanks a million for listening. I hope you have a lovely day. Thankfully, we got some sun shining here. So there you are, a little bit about marriage on the 15th day of Audio Mo. And a special thanks to those of you, all of you, who are making videos, making audios, and giving me such lovely and welcome insights into the kind of person you are. Thanks a million.